We can't change the past. We may well want to, but we can't. And yet it's amazing how many people are still gripped by the hurts and the failures from their past. Jesus came to set us free. Maybe it's time for you to break with the power of the past. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective today as we continue with the next message in this series called Discover Your Destiny. The bad things that happened to us in the past have an incredible ability to destroy our lives. As I just said, it's a two-part destruction because those past hurts ruin our today and rob us of our tomorrows. So we can't enjoy today and we can't look forward to tomorrow. Do you see the double-sided tragedy of that? And the past is a funny thing because it's actually gone. We can never turn back time. We can never change what's been done. We can never unsay something that we regret having said or undo something we regret having done. So in one sense, we have no control over the past. But here's the scary thing. The things of the past end up controlling so many people today. Stand back from that. Think about that for just one moment. And it just doesn't make any sense that something that's gone, something that can't be redone or undone, should have such a devastating effect in the lives of so many people. But you see it over and over again in people's lives. The mistakes our parents made can end up being imprinted on our characters. The abuse that some people have suffered, the rejection, the hurts, the ridicule, all of those things can limit us by stunting our growth. And try as we will, too often we just can't shake them off, and so they end up ruining our today and robbing us of our tomorrows. Fortunately, though, God has a plan. God wants us to be the person he meant us to be, and he wants us to live the lives he always planned for us to live. We're talking this week on the program about discovering your destiny. It's easy to react by saying, well, yeah, but what does that mean? I look at my life, and any notion that there might be some God out there who wants to bless me and set me free and give me a great life, that's crazy. That's just not possible. I've often shared my own stories on the program because I'm not speaking here out of some dry textbook. I'm speaking out of a transformed life. I am being the me I was meant to be. I am living the life I was always destined to live. But you know, it wasn't always like that for me. Anyway, today I'd like to share someone else's story. A woman who was caught in adultery with a man at a time when that sort of thing carried some incredibly severe penalties in first century Israel. We find her story in John's Gospel in the New Testament, chapter 8. Here's how it goes. Jesus has gone up to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people were gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought up a woman who had been caught in the very act of adultery. They made her stand before the group, and they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses commands us to stone such a woman to death. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write in the ground with his finger. When they kept questioning him, he straightened up and he said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left there standing with the woman. Jesus straightened up and said, "Woman, where are they all? Has no one stayed to condemn you?" And she said, "No one, sir." "Then neither do I condemn you," says Jesus. "Go now and leave your life of sin." This is one of the most powerful stories in the New Testament for me because Jesus is literally, bodily putting himself between this woman and the angry mob that wanted to stone her to death. They were doing this to trap Jesus because Roman law and Jewish law were in conflict here. The Jewish religious law said you should stone a woman to death for adultery, but the Romans occupied Israel, and the Roman law said you can only kill someone if the Roman governor decrees that you can. So whichever way Jesus answered, they thought they had him. If he answered, "Don't stone her," he was disobeying the religious law, Moses' law, the Jewish law. And if he said, "Do stone her," then he was disobeying the Roman law. Let's put ourselves for a moment in the woman's shoes. Adultery is a bit of an old-fashioned word for some these days. People seem to do as they please nowadays. Affairs are common, almost acceptable in some countries. But they still tear marriages apart. They still tear people's lives apart. They still cause untold pain. So here's this woman caught in the deed, but where's the man? Well, who knows? She was just the one whom the religious leaders were using to try to trap and accuse Jesus. And there must have been incredibly deep shame because this was in the first century. This was in a society where you got stoned to death for doing something like this. So here she was in front of an angry mob with something from her past that was certainly ruining her today and could very well have robbed her of all her tomorrows. Stonings have a way of doing that, I guess. But the bit that I wanted you to notice here is Jesus' reaction. He makes the point that we all have things in the past like that. Every person in that crowd had them, and each one of us today still has them. That immediately took away their right to accuse her. One by one, the angry mob disperses until it's just the woman and Jesus. And then he sets about giving her her life back. It's as though with one fell swoop he saves her, he forgives her, and he gives her not only her today's, but her tomorrow's, her whole future back. Friend, we all of us have things in our past that could take away our happiness for today and our hope for tomorrow. But the past is the past. It's gone. And whatever hurts you're carrying around with you are as painful as the stones in those hands of the angry mob would have been to that woman. It's time to let them go. It's time to live for today and look forward to tomorrow without being shackled by the past. This seems like an absolutely impossible situation, this terrible position that this woman found herself in through her own actions on this occasion. It would have seemed completely impossible to her, but right in the middle of her impossibility is God's very own everything is possible. His name is Jesus. Jesus is setting her free to go and to be the person she was meant to be and to live out the rest of the life she was meant to live. In our lives, sometimes the things of the past seem absolutely impossible to resolve. And the people will come and condemn us and criticize us, and the devil will come and sit on our shoulders and condemn us and say, "You see, you'll never be good enough to be a Christian. You're not good enough to believe in Jesus. You're not good enough for this, that, and the other." We know the failures of our past, and somehow they can grip us like the angry mob. And we can think of God as a God of judgment, and he is. But Jesus ended up going to the cross for her and for you and for me, and he stands up and says, "You know something? I want to set you free from your past so that you can go on and be the person I meant you to be." 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this: "If anyone is in Christ Jesus, they're actually a new creation. All the old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new." On the cross of Christ, the demands of God's justice were met in full. And that's why Jesus Christ can come into your life and into my life and say, "You are now set free from the power of the past." He handcrafted you and me to be the people whom he meant us to be. Everything we are, he planned before time began. When the chains of our past want to lock us up and constrain our hearts, Jesus comes and puts himself forward on that cross to set you and me free from the power of the past. Do you believe in Jesus? Then you are a new creation. All the old things have passed away, and take a good close look. Everything is new. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. www.thebrainstorm.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.